Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Nina Nam Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's digital ecosystem setting global standards for innovation and inclusion. Nagaland joins nationwide launch of tobacco-free youth campaign 3.0. Nagaland Assembly Speaker Sharingan Longkuma emphasizes importance of sports for well-being. And Kuki United and Anna Len Rul Tangpi seal quarterfinal spots at 25th NSF Martyrs Trophy. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that country's digital ecosystem is setting global standards for innovation and inclusion. Addressing the Global FinTech Fest 2025 in Mumbai this evening, Mr. Modi said, India is one of the most technologically inclusive societies due to democratization of technology. He said the country is witnessing 20 billion transactions worth 25 lakh crore rupees through UPI every month.
की फिनटेक कम्युनिटी के प्रयासों से हमारे स्वदेशी सॉल्यूशंस को ग्लोबल रिलेवेंस मिल रही है. इंटर ऑपरेबल क्यूआर नेटवर्क्स हो, ओपन कॉमर्स हो या ओपन फाइनेंस फ्रेमवर्क, इनमें हमारे स्टार्टअप की ग्रोथ दुनिया नोटिस कर रही है. इस साल के पहले 6 महीनों में ही भारत टॉप 3 मोस्ट फंडेड फिनटेक इकोसिस्टम में शामिल हुआ है.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held delegation-level talks with his United Kingdom counterpart Keir Starmer. Both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to enhance economic cooperation in key areas of education, technology, defence and critical minerals. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel today launched the Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 3.0 in New Delhi. The 60-day national campaign seeks to educate and empower children and youth to prevent the initiation of tobacco use, support those who wish to quit, and promote a strong culture of health and wellness across schools and institutes of higher education. Speaking on the occasion, Ms. Patel highlighted that a large part of the country's youth is addicted to tobacco and reaffirmed government's commitment to save the youth from tobacco.
तरीके से किसी भी स्वरूप में एक तंबाकू के उत्पाद की प्रमोशन या उसकी एडवर्टाइजिंग, इसको भारत सरकार ने प्रतिबंधित किया हुआ. ये सारे प्रयास इसलिए हैं कि हम अपनी युवा पीढ़ी को बचा सकें. माइनर्स के बीच में जो 18 साल से कम के बच्चे हैं, उनको तंबाकू के उत्पाद नहीं बेचे जा सकते. ये सारे प्रयास हमने किए हैं जो हमारे विद्यालय हैं, स्कूल से उनके 100 मीटर की दूरी में ये जो तंबाकू के प्रोडक्ट्स हैं वो नहीं उपलब्ध हो सकते.
During the event, the minister also administered the Say No to Tobacco pledge. Nagaland joined the nation in launching the Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 3.0 today. Addressing the state-level launch in Kohima, Commissioner and Secretary, Health and Family Welfare Department, Anut Khinchi, described the initiative as a timely and strategic move to address the high tobacco use among both adults and children in Nagaland. Emphasizing the urgent need to tackle tobacco use, he called for a shift from isolated interventions to a system-wide approach, stronger interdepartmental coordination, vendor licensing and capacity building of stakeholders. Meanwhile, Principal Director Dr. Marinin La Sinlam highlighted achievements made in the previous phases of the campaign. However, she noted that challenges remained, with national surveys showing 43% of school-going children and adults in Nagaland still using some form of tobacco. The campaign was also launched across districts. In Wokar, Additional Deputy Commissioner Wokar Renbomo Izum spoke on the harmful effects of tobacco and addiction. In Zuneboto, the launch event was held at Emmanuel Higher Secondary School, with students from Cornerstone Higher Secondary School, Lovedale School, also attending. Officials and community leaders urged the youth to lead the fight against tobacco and promote healthier lifestyles. Horticulture Minister Salutonio Cruce today reaffirmed the state government's commitment to rural development. Speaking at the village fair in Pusachodu under Peck District, she highlighted the government initiatives aimed at food security, poverty alleviation, rural infrastructure, agriculture technology, natural resource management and inclusive growth, with focus on women, youth and tribal communities. She urged the people to avail benefits of the multiple schemes across departments. On the occasion, several initiatives were launched, including the Green Village Link and One Family, One Project. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Advisor for IT and Communication H. Sethong Q. Sangtam participated in the State IT Ministers Roundtable at the India Mobile Congress 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting chaired by Union Communications Minister Jyotir Aditya Sindhya focused on the theme Innovate to Transform. Mr. Sindhya emphasized the need for states to work as equal partners in realizing a digitally empowered and connected Bharat. He urged states to adopt best practices, ease right-of-way processes and enhance last-mile connectivity to bridge the digital divide. Naglen is actively working with the centre and telecom providers to improve connectivity and continues to align its policies with the national goal of Viksit Bharat 2047. The Chungtia Students' Union has issued a 5-day ultimatum to the Principal Director, Health and Family Welfare Department, demanding urgent action regarding the technical test report on the 50-bedded integrated Ayush hospital at Sabangya in Mokokchung district. In a statement today, the union expressed dissatisfaction with the test report dated 29th September, calling it incomplete and lacking clear justification for certain results. It also raised serious concerns about the quality of work by Northeast engineers which conducted the testing. The union alleged that the department failed to follow up on an agreed joint meeting with stakeholders after the report was released. It claimed that despite repeated attempts to contact the department, no official response has been received. Speaker of Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Sharingai Longkuma, has underscored the transformative role of sports in building camaraderie, discipline and teamwork, especially in the context of today's fast-paced digital era. Addressing the 8th edition of the Nyatu Sports Festival 2025 in Chumukedima today, he highlighted rising stress and health issues linked to sedentary lifestyles, particularly among professionals and public servants. He urged all to adopt sports as a personal remedy for physical and mental wellness. Calling stress a silent killer, Mr. Longkumar encouraged individuals to invest in alone time through physical activities to maintain emotional balance.
Alone time is very important to be mentally balanced, and to have a strong emotional support is very important. So I urge all of you to partake in this festival, not only from the traditional approach, but taking sports as a way of keeping yourself safe, safeguarding yourself in this ever-changing globalized digital world, to keep away stress, which is a silent killer.
The speaker also urged participants to see sports not just as a competition but as a means to protect health and nurture holistic growth. Returning after a 5-year break, the 3-day event is organized by the Nyatu Group as part of its CSR initiative and features 8 sporting disciplines across 3 venues in Chumukedima. And Kuki United and Anal Lenrul Tangpi have secured the final 2 spots in the quarterfinals of the ongoing 25th NSF Martyrs Memorial Trophy 2025. In today's first match, Kuki United defeated Delhi Police 2-0 with Lunaldo Kuki netting standout goals in the 23rd and 48th minutes. In the second match of the day, Anal Lenrul Tangpi claimed a dominant 3-0 victory over Naglen Police. Kagali, Winkle and Chunkingham each netted a goal. With this win, the quarterfinal lineup is now complete as the tournament enters its decisive phase. The first quarterfinal clash is scheduled for tomorrow, featuring Chedema Village Youth Organization against Tangkul Katamnao Saklong. And now to round out the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's digital ecosystem setting global standards for innovation and inclusion. Nagaland joins nationwide launch of Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 3.0. Nagaland Assembly Speaker Sharingai Longkuma emphasizes importance of sports for well-being. And Kuki United and Anal Lenrul Tangpi seal quarterfinal spots at 25th NSF Martyrs Trophy. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.